It's Coast 93.1, Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Todd, I think you're going to change your allegiance from Martha Stewart to Ina Garten.
Yeah.
She's a chef too, right? The celebrity chef?
She's the Barefoot Contessa. She's the one who lives
Barefoot Contessa, right. She lives out on Long Island, I think, right?
Yeah, Long Island, but like a fancy Long Island. But
Long Island.
She just posted the best video for like, you know, everyone's making cocktails at home and, drinks. There's no secret that we're drinking more.
Right.
Okay? Like, that is 100%, you know? So she makes this Cosmo on her Instagram, and she puts it in a martini glass that's the size of her head.
It's huge.
It's huge. But I thought, oh, my God. So Todd has this, like, crush on Martha Stewart, right?
Oh, she's so hot.
I don't know. Like, Todd has also a secret love affair for a Cosmopolitan cocktail.
I love a Cosmo. Does she use white cranberry juice, or is it still using the real cranberry juice?
No.
During these stressful times, it's really important to keep traditions alive. My favorite tradition is the cocktail hour. So I'm going to make you my favorite Cosmopolitan, and you probably have all the ingredients right in your house. So you need a big pitcher, because I like to make a lot of Cosmos. You never know who's going to stop by. Wait a minute. Nobody's stopping by. 2 cups of vodka. Good vodka.
2 cups of vodka for her own Cosmo.
So awesome.
1 cup of Cointreau, 1 cup of cranberry juice cocktail, and 1/2 cup of freshly squeezed lime juice. So now I've got a cocktail shaker, a very big one. And just shake it up. Okay, you have to shake it for 30 seconds. You have lots of time. It's not a problem. 30 seconds.
This is the best part. It's the best part.
During a crisis, you know, cocktail hour can be almost any hour.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't that look fabulous? Nice and cold. And lots of it. Stay safe. Have a very good time. And don't forget the cocktails.
Yes.
She is my spirit animal. Ina Garten is my spirit animal. You got to see.
I might have to go up to my bar right now.
I know, right? I know. See, Todd, you're in the comfort of your own home. You don't have to be all self-conscious about getting a Cosmopolitan.
It's a really good point. Nobody would know.
Nobody will know.
Nobody would know.
No.
But listen, guys, like, I figured out how I can enjoy a Cosmo at home. Instead of using, you know, regular cranberry juice, I can just use white cranberry juice.
No, that's dumb.
And no one would know.
I wonder if it's good. Now I kind of want to try it with white cranberry.
I can get away with it.
I've never even heard of white cranberry juice.
It's the same thing.
Oh, it's the same thing. It's just white. But now I want to try it with white cranberry, because we're a big Cosmo people.
Wait a minute.
Too.
Who's ever heard of a white cranberry?
It's, they
well,
get...
Well, they probably,
like, what do they...
I don't know. They get the pigment out.
It's like, old cranberries, and they lose their
pigment? They're albino cranberries?
Right? They lose their color as they get older.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like our hair goes gray.
It's like my hair now. In a month, I'm going to be a white cranberry.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going to go to, when I go out to dinner, I'm just going to call for a Cosmo. Can you use white cranberry, though?
Yeah, no place. No, they're going to look at you.
No,
that's okay. Wait a minute. Todd is self-conscious about ordering a Cosmopolitan because it looks all frou-frou-y. Okay, you know what's more frou-frou-y is asking for white cranberry juice.
Yeah, exactly.
No, please, can you put white cranberry juice in it? I don't want people to know that I'm drinking a Cosmo.
Kettle One Cosmo, white cranberry, extra tart, please.
Oh, God. Yeah, now you sound even more high maintenance.
I'll be like, I'll have that.
Yeah,
you make 2 of those.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. We're not going to be able to order drinks out for about another 3 months anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Right?
I know. It's like, I wish we just had a date. Like, I just want an end date, you know? That's all I want.
I know.
I don't care if it's July. Like, I'll make do. You know, we'll all figure it out.
But I need an end. I just need a day.
Yeah, pick a date. But we're going to be making Cosmos inside for a little while, I think.
I know. Jay offered to make me a pitcher of margaritas yesterday.
Oh, he did?
But I know. You're in for tomorrow.
For real?
That's awesome. Her husband's a bartender.
He's a bartender, and he's actually a really good bartender.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was like, do you want me to just make you a pitcher of margaritas? You can have it in the fridge. And I was like, oh, that's deadly. Let's wait until Friday. I still do need to wake up.
Right, like
three.
That's a little dangerous.
Yeah, like Friday when I get home, yes.
I see. I typically, like, during the week,
exactly,
I'll have like a glass of wine, you know, when I'm winding down, writing my little notes for the show, watching TV or whatever.
Yeah.
But nowadays I've been talking to one group of friends or another at like 5 o'clock. So I'm like hurrying to finish my workout so I have time to make my cocktail. You know, like, I'm like, that's the only, that's my motive. I'll tell you what, it's good motivation, though, because that's my motivation for working out is, like, I can reward myself with my little, you know, FaceTime happy hour and a cocktail with friends, you know.
I think it's great that you're still, you need props for that, that you're still working out. I honestly.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. It's motivating me. Hopefully I follow through with that motivation this weekend.
Yeah.
But I just want you to know I'm very impressed by it.
Yeah. Kelly's like, yes, I found a new way to do curls. Jay made this giant pitcher of margaritas. I did 20
curls. It weighs
curls
like 10.5 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because you know what they say.
During a crisis, you know, cocktail hour can be almost any hour.
All right. I've got a little crush growing on her, too.
Okay. All right. Todd's got your new Center Maine forecast. Not a nice day today, huh?
No, it's pretty simple. And sadly, it's not good. We've got rain, we've got wind, and we've got cold temperatures all day long. Tomorrow morning, it's still going to be a little wet out there with some lingering showers. In the afternoon, we start drying out. And the weekend looks good. Sun and clouds, highs near 50.
Well, when there's rain, you know what we say.
During a crisis, you know, cocktail hour can be almost any hour.
Shake it up, baby.